Good morning and welcome to Apple a Day, Lake Region Healthcare's health and wellness segment here on Lakes Radio. This is Katie Johnson, and joining me as my guest today is Connie Graff. Connie is a respiratory therapist here at Lake Region Healthcare, also an asthma educator, and for 30 years, she tells me, has also been working on tobacco cessation programs at Lake Region Healthcare. Good morning, Connie.
Thanks, Katie. Glad to be here.
The Great American Smokeout is this week. It is November 19th specifically, and as a smoking cessation specialist, I wanted to spend some time with you on our program today talking about smoking and its impacts on our society and how we can help people who might want to quit, especially as the conversation around that topic heightens during the Great American Smokeout. So the Great American Smokeout focuses on getting people to give up just for 24 hours, just for that one day. Can it really help?
It can. All the attention and the media hype that comes around with the Great American Smokeout just reminds people and gives them the opportunity to just try it for 24 hours. And very often that can lead to people thinking, well, I've made it 24 hours, perhaps I can make it another day, and then just continue to take it day by day. And with some planning, they can manage their triggers and come up with some coping strategies. Sometimes a lot of people that have smoked for years have never even tried quitting. So it isn't as intimidating to think about, I can make it 24 hours, mm-hmm. as it may seem to give up tobacco entirely.
It's that one step at a time kind of a concept. Do we have any indications how many people take the next step after that first 24 hours?
I can't give you a specific number, but we have made great strides in the number of people that have quit smoking. Mm-hmm. Currently in Minnesota, it's a little over 14% of Minnesotans that smoke. Mm. And that's a huge decrease compared to when I first started in my career, when we were in, you know, the high 30s and 40s. As many women smoke as men now. And of course, if we were to look at the percentage of kids that smoke, that number of 14% would certainly be higher.
I think the statistics support that message that we've all heard, that smoking is bad for you. But those people that still do smoke, it's obviously a very difficult habit to kick.
Right.
So what kinds of things do you offer as tips to help people who want to do something about the addiction?
So you mentioned two words there, Katie, habit and addiction. Mm-hmm. And we can't underestimate either one of those, but we now understand the true science behind the addiction. And some people do quit cold turkey, and they're successful at that. Others, because of their degree of addiction, really should consider replacing or gradually tapering off of their nicotine. And there's a lot of choices nowadays. That could be the patch, it could be a lozenge, there's a lot of options. There's also medications, oral pill type medications that help with the cravings. And people can use either of those or a combination of. And of course, like I mentioned before, there are people that just decide they don't want to use any of that and decide to go cold turkey.
Mm-hmm. How about prescription drugs? There seem to be more talk about those. Are those effective?
Yeah, they are. Chantix is probably the most popular one. And it works on the brain chemistry to reduce the pleasure associated with nicotine, and also just helps be a little more preventative, perhaps, with the cravings. It isn't for everyone. It does, of course, with any medication, there are side effects, and people have to be careful about that. There's also Zyban that's been around for a little bit longer, and people have been successful with that one as well.
Hmm. What about age? I think maybe some people who are in their 60s or 70s think, I've done this all my life, it doesn't do me any good to stop now. Is that true, or is there still benefit to quitting at any age?
There certainly are benefits to quitting at any age. I've even had patients in their 80s and 90s quit and tell me they do feel better. There are, things that get better in the lungs just within 8 hours, within that first day, within the first several days, weeks, and then, of course, years to reduce your risk back to that of a non-smoker for heart and lung trouble. But there is no age that it's too late to quit smoking and see a benefit.
We've seen a pretty aggressive movement. I think you mentioned you've been in this for 30 years, and you've certainly seen those changes in society's attempt to get that message out about smoking. Have we seen this impact the smoking rates truly make a measurable difference?
Yes, we have. Not only in encouraging people to quit, but changing, I think, everyone's kind of attitude again about smoking. Society has views smoking differently than in years past, and in that being a wonderful thing as far as reducing our exposure to secondhand smoke, it has made the people who still smoke feel a little persecuted. Mm-hmm. And I try to be very empathetic and in counseling people, just because they already feel a lot of pressure to quit. Mm-hmm. and that can be a tough thing, but it can be worked through.
You mentioned secondhand smoke. How much of an issue is that?
Well, secondhand smoke still causes 41,000 deaths a year in our country. And like I said, we've made great strides with that. We can't take the attention away from that. However, I mean, we have, as smoking rates have declined, we've seen cigar use and chew, not that chew has any secondhand smoke effect, but, and then also the big issue now of e-cigarettes and vaping. So, yes, we've made strides, but we can't let down the accelerator. We gotta keep the pressure on.
So you brought up vaping. This seems to be especially popular with young people. Mm-hmm. Is it actually safer than smoking?
Well, the thing with e-cigarettes or vaping is that we don't know. They are totally unregulated, and they are owned by the tobacco companies. And personally, I don't trust the tobacco companies in their marketing strategies or how they're going to replace customers. So until they come under some kind of regulation where we know the ingredients that are in e-cigarettes, and we've also had more time to do the research on what those chemicals do to our bodies as we inhale them. And then people can't forget there is nicotine contained in e-cigarettes.
Right. So that leads me to my other question. Have you seen any evidence? A lot of people claim that it's a way to help them quit. Have you seen any evidence that is effective, or is it simply switching from one addiction to another?
I don't have any, you know, scientific numbers to give you other than the anecdotally things I see working with patients that are trying to quit. Yes, I have had experiences with patients who have been able to stay off their cigarettes with the use of a e-cigarette. But I don't recommend, and nor does any medical person recommend it as a way to quit. Mm-hmm. It still contains nicotine. You still have to get through the addiction. You still have to find coping strategies that mm-hmm. don't include nicotine.
Right. So coping strategies, part of the service that you provide here at Lake Region Healthcare. Let's talk a little bit about what services are offered to help people who might want to quit.
Well, here at Lake Region, we do provide basically more information and one-on-one counseling if someone requests that. However, most people just perhaps want information, but then want to go off and attempt this on their own. But we are available for the person that really would like face-to-face counseling. So by calling the Respiratory Care Department at 736-8268, we'd be, you know, happy to help provide that information. Another option that we're using often is the Quit Plan service, and it's wonderful. It can be as much or as little as you like. It can be, they provide a starter kit, so for 2 weeks they'll provide free nicotine replacement for that person who's trying to quit, and also provide coaching either by text or email or online 24 hours a day for support.
That sounds like an excellent resource. Connie, any last thoughts you'd like to share with our listeners as we look forward to Thursday, the Great American Smokeout? Perhaps someone who is a smoker themselves or loves someone who's a smoker. What last words of advice might you have?
Well, just to remember that tobacco is still the leading cause of preventable deaths, mm-hmm. and that lung cancer is still the leading cause of cancer death, more than breast, more than colon, more than, you know, all the other terrible cancers that we have out there. So tobacco is still a problem. It's still an issue. And it's never too late to quit if you're the person that is smoking. And for those that love someone that's smoking, perhaps, you know, I do know that nagging doesn't work as much as we would maybe like to do that. But just remember that there are resources and there is help out there. And not to give up. Mm-hmm. You know, perhaps you've tried before and that was just practice. Mm-hmm. You can quit. You can do this. And when you do, it'll be probably one of the things in your life that you're most proud of. Mm,
absolutely. Great advice. One more time, where to call Lake Region Healthcare and where to find Quit Plan info.
So by calling Lake Region, you can use the number 736-8268. And then Quit Plan is available online at quitplan.com. Their phone number is 1-888-354-PLAN, P-L-A-N.
Excellent. And this recording will be available on lrhc.org under our community. You can listen to past recordings of Apple a Day anytime if you missed that and want to catch this or share it with a friend. So Connie Graff, thank you so much. A respiratory therapist, asthma educator, and tobacco cessation specialist joining us this week as we look forward to Thursday, the Great American Smokeout, and offer your advice and your tips on smoking cessation for our listeners. We appreciate your expertise and taking the time to share it with us today.
Happy to do so, Katie.
Connie Graff and Katie Johnson here on Apple a Day from Lake Region Healthcare, reminding you there is so much to do here. Stay healthy for it. Have a great day.
Yeah.